The time is 4:45. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. Hundreds of utility workers from Iowa are in New York State helping restore power to the thousands hit by Superstorm Sandy. The crews include lead safety consultant for Alliant Energy, Ken Sodewasser, who joins me by phone. When you left Iowa a little over a week ago, what did you expect to find?
What the big issue is out here is they have a lot of big trees, a lot of mature trees, and it's just a very heavily wooded area. We never dreamed of coming out into New York State that it would be so beautiful, and we just are amazed at how pretty it is, but the number of trees that do tangle up into our power lines when they blow over.
So you've become more of lumberjacks first before linemen, is that correct?
Well, we're getting pretty good at it. Luckily, we have contractors that come in ahead of us to take the trees off the lines and to make it safe for our guys to start putting the lines back on the poles.
So looking around where you are today, tell us where you have come, how far you've come, and where you still need to go.
Well, today, fortunately, we're having a real nice day. It's about 40 degrees out here in New York. We're approximately 40 miles to the northwest of New York City. We started yesterday with approximately 80,000 customers that were affected in our area of responsibility, and the number this morning that we had, there were 57,000 customers that were out, so we made a pretty substantial gain. Our biggest fear at this point is there is going to be another nor'easter that blows into this part of New York State with potentially 40-mile-an-hour winds and rain. And we already have trees that are weakened out here and some of our poles and our structures, and we're concerned that some of those things that did not come down during Hurricane Sandy could come down and influence the lines, causing additional outages on top of what we have already.
Were you as prepared as you could possibly be for your assignment there? I know you talked about a caravan when we talked earlier about a caravan of people and equipment. Were you as prepared as you needed to be?
Well, I think you can always improve on what you think you're prepared for. This is, again, like when we last spoke, this is our first time of this kind of magnitude responding to any kind of storm damage, especially to a hurricane. And we started a pretty good list of lessons learned of what we would do next time. And there are lots of little tweaks and changes that we'd like to do to help us prepare better in the future.
Can you share any of those with us?
Well, one of the things is getting around the particular area. It's a very complicated state to get around in. It the roadways are not anything like we see in Iowa. They're curvy, they're crooked, they just have a lot of hills, a lot of blind corners, a lot of tollways. The things, you know, just the little things is just having passes to get through, the electronic passes that you mount on your windshield to get through toll booths, making sure that we bring extra safety equipment out here because, you know, a lot of the resources are tapped out here already. You know, they're starting to run short on items that are in high demand during a storm response situation. So basically materials, making sure we have accommodations and hotels, and making sure that we're prepared to fit Alliant Energy into the culture and the terrain and the things that we experience in other parts of the country, not applying the Iowa piece of it, but applying us to what fits in best in that region.
Lead safety consultant for Alliant Energy, Kent Sodewasser. He told me earlier today a man with a red, white, and blue tie came up to him, shook his hand, and said, "Thanks for putting my power back on. Now I can go vote."